Legal Report. The faithful prophet Jeremiah had good reason to trust that Almighty God would never abandon him. "They will certainly fight against you," Jehovah said, "but they will not prevail over you, for I am with you, to save you and to deliver you." Jeremiah 15:20. As the following reports show, Jehovah's modern-day servants have likewise experienced his backing and support as they carry out their preaching commission, even in the face of opposition. Armenia. Vahan Bayatyan, one of Jehovah's Witnesses, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison because of his conscientious objection to military service. After he lost his lawsuits and appeals before Armenian courts, his case was heard by the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR. On October 27, 2009, 7 judges of the ECHR passed judgment against Brother Bayatyan and in favor of Armenia. However, a dissenting judge found the court's decision incompatible with current European standards on the question of conscientious objection. In view of the significance of this issue, the ECHR therefore agreed to refer the case to its grand chamber, consisting of 17 judges. On July 7, 2011, the 17-judge panel, by a majority of 16-1, decided that Armenia had violated Brother Bayatyan's right of freedom of conscience. The court noted that it has no reason to doubt that the applicant's objection to military service was motivated by his religious beliefs, which were genuinely held and were in serious and insurmountable conflict with his obligation to perform military service. This landmark judgment will hopefully lead to the eventual release of 69 brothers imprisoned in Armenia, as well as brothers facing the same issue in Azerbaijan and Turkey. The footnote reads, "Of the 49 cases considered by the ECHR since 1965 involving Jehovah's Witnesses, the court returned a positive outcome in all but 2 cases. This recent victory involving Brother Bayatyan reverses one of those 2 losses." End of footnote. Bulgaria. On April 17, 2011, more than 100 people, including women, children, and elderly ones, were peacefully observing the memorial of Christ's death at a kingdom hall in Burgas. Outside, an angry mob of about 60 men gathered and started throwing large stones at the witnesses who were standing at the entrance. The mob then stormed the kingdom hall, but the brothers prevented them from getting in. The police were called immediately, but they were slow to respond. A number of witnesses were injured in the attack, and 5 had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital. In spite of the assault, the congregation proceeded with the memorial observance. The attack was uncharacteristic of the respectful way that Jehovah's Witnesses are generally treated in Bulgaria, and has actually resulted in positive publicity. The governing body arranged for 13 branches to bring the attack to the attention of the Bulgarian embassies in their respective countries. Since then, the Bulgarian government has condemned the attack, and the local prosecutor has brought charges against 8 of the perpetrators. South Korea. More than 800 of Jehovah's Witnesses are still imprisoned in South Korea for their conscientious refusal of military service based on religious grounds. Since 1950, more than 16,000 of Jehovah's Witnesses have been sentenced to over 31,000 years in prison for refusing to perform military service. Why have so many young men taken such an uncompromising stand? Each young man who refuses to do military service makes a personal, conscientious decision. For instance, Kim Ji-kwon explained at his trial, "I was deeply moved by such Bible teachings as, 'People will learn war no more,' and 'Love your neighbor as yourself.' I also learned that principled love can motivate us to love our enemies. Based on these and other scriptures, and as a result of my firm personal convictions, I made the decision to refuse military service." Presently, young men in South Korea are given no option to perform alternative civilian service. In an effort to resolve this issue, 10 cases were appealed to Korea's Constitutional Court. On November 11, 2010, The court heard oral arguments, including whether Korea's failure to implement an alternative arrangement for conscientious objectors is a violation of the rights of Korea's citizens. In the meantime, on March 24, 2011, the United Nations Human Rights Committee, or UNHRC, ruled that South Korea violated internationally recognized standards of human rights when it imprisoned 100 conscientious objectors who are Jehovah's Witnesses. These 100 brothers had appealed to the UNHRC for having been imprisoned. In addition, the favorable judgment in Brother Byatyan's case by the Grand Chamber of the ECHR was submitted to Korea's Constitutional Court for consideration in the pending decision on the consolidated 10 cases. Even so, on August 30, 2011, the Constitutional Court, in total disregard of the decisions by the UNHRC, upheld the military service law and the continued imprisonment of conscientious objectors. Observing that there is a conflict between the military service law and the Constitution's recognition of freedom of conscience, two of the 9 justices dissented and called for a system of alternative civilian service. Turkey. On July 31, 2007, our brothers here rejoiced to receive legal recognition as a religious association. Although there are still challenges concerning the neutrality issue and the use of our kingdom halls, theocratic interests continue to advance in this land. On April 26, 2011, the Ministry of National Education for the Turkish Republic sent out an official directive stating that Jehovah's Witnesses can be exempted from mandatory religion classes in school. The ministry reasoned that although Jehovah's Witnesses do not accept some common beliefs of Christianity, Jehovah's Witnesses are a Christian religion. This decision is welcome news to our young brothers and sisters who have received failing grades in school over the years for refusing to participate in religion classes. United States. In May 2011, the Kansas Court of Appeals rendered a favorable decision in the case of Mary D. Steinmetz versus Kansas Health Policy Authority. The court ruled that the state's refusal to authorize Sister Steinmetz out-of-state bloodless surgery violated her federal and state constitutional rights. Since the type of bloodless surgery the sister required was not available in Kansas, the court ordered the state to authorize our sister's out-of-state surgery. This is a victory not only for Sister Steinmetz, but also for other publishers in the United States who receive government-funded health care. On August 10, 2011, the Supreme Court of Kansas upheld a favorable decision granting Monica McGlory, one of Jehovah's Witnesses, custody of her son. The child's father had sought custody, claiming that Sister McGlory should not have custody of their son because, one, she would refuse to consent to a blood transfusion, two, she took the child with her in the door-to-door ministry, and three, she allegedly alienated him from his father and his community by teaching their son about Armageddon. The Kansas Supreme Court affirmed constitutional principles already set out in 1957 when it stated, "Religious freedom, as guaranteed by our Constitution, should be faithfully upheld, and religious teachings to children should not and must not be considered as basis for making child custody orders." With regard to the blood transfusion issue, the court stated, "We cannot decide custody cases based on some hypothetical future accident or illness which might necessitate a blood transfusion." France. There was much rejoicing on June 30, 2011, when the ECHR issued a decision in favor of the Association of Jehovah's Witnesses of France. This was the culmination of a 16-year legal struggle arising from an exorbitant and controversial 60% tax that had been imposed on donations to the branch. The Witnesses are the only major religious organization that has been taxed in this manner. In total, the government of France sought to obligate Jehovah's Witnesses to pay 58 million euros, or over 82 million U.S. dollars, a sum that far exceeds the assets of the association. After courts in France at every level affirmed the tax, the matter was appealed to the ECHR in February 2005. On June 30, 2011, the 7 justices of the ECHR unanimously stated that if upheld, France's actions would directly prevent Jehovah's Witnesses from freely practicing their religion. The court confirmed that the protections afforded by the European Convention on Human Rights apply to Jehovah's Witnesses. This far-reaching precedent will be a valuable tool in the pursuit of freedom of worship in other lands under the jurisdiction of the ECHR, such as Armenia, Bulgaria, Georgia, and Russia. Also significant is the fact that for the first time, the government of France has been found guilty of violating the European Convention's Freedom of Religion Clause. The French government did not appeal the decision. Russia. On June 10, 2010, Jehovah's Witnesses were granted a historic legal victory against the Russian government by the ECHR in the case Jehovah's Witnesses of Moscow versus Russia. Although the Russian government requested a referral to the 17-judge Grand Chamber of the court, on December 13, 2010, the panel of the Grand Chamber rejected the government's request, thus making the June 10th judgment final. That judgment stated that the Russian government has a legal obligation to put an end to the violation found by the court and to redress so far as possible the effects. To date, however, the government has failed to implement this ruling. Instead, it has found new ways to harass and obstruct the witnesses' free exercise of their religion. For example, in the early morning of August 25, 2011, police raided 19 of our brothers' homes in the city of Taganrog and confiscated religious literature, computers, and congregation records. Those raids seem to be connected to an earlier ruling by the Russian Federation Supreme Court that the local religious organization in Taganrog be liquidated and that 34 of our publications be declared extremist. Based on decisions in Russian courts, the government has placed 63 of our publications on the federal list of extremist materials. In addition, our brothers and sisters have been the victims of at least 950 raids, assaults, arrests, and police detentions. The Russian authorities have opened 11 criminal cases against our brothers, and many kingdom halls have been vandalized. The authorities even installed surveillance cameras in the home of at least one family and tapped telephone lines and monitored email accounts of many others in an effort to trump up criminal charges under the anti-extremism law. One of the cases of trumped-up charges involves 35-year-old Alexander Kalistratov in the city of Gorno-Altaysk, who was accused of inciting religious hatred or enmity under an anti-extremism law that has been widely criticized by human rights defenders. During the court proceedings, which lasted from October 7, 2010 through March 18, 2011, none of the 71 court witnesses who were cross-examined could establish any criminal action or even intent on the part of Alexander. The court thoroughly studied the literature and teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses, and on April 14, 2011, the judge issued a verdict of not guilty. The prosecutor, however, appealed this decision, and on May 26, 2011, the Supreme Court of the Altai Republic decided to send the case back to the lower court for a rehearing with a new judge. Thus, Brother Kalistratov, after having been completely exonerated, faces an entirely new round of court hearings that could still lead to his being wrongfully declared an extremist. Naturally, such a case involving supposed dangerous activity has drawn significant public attention to our work in the small city of Gorno-Altaysk. How have the local witnesses, who are also at risk of prosecution, fared under these circumstances? During this challenging time, the Bible has become more precious, says a sister named Ina. My brothers and sisters are more like family, and I feel closer to Jehovah than ever before. Although some of our publications have been banned, many studies have been started using only the Bible. The number of publishers in the Altai Republic has grown by 24%. The witnesses have spent 33% more hours in the field ministry. Attendance at the memorial was 16% higher than last year and amounted to twice the number of publishers in the entire republic. In the meantime, Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia have filed 13 new applications with the ECHR against the Russian government. One of the applications contests the Supreme Court decision of December 8, 2009, and another contests the decision of the Supreme Court of the Altai Republic that declared 18 of our publications to be extremist. Cry out joyfully. This world, under Satan's angry control, is experiencing increasing woe. In stark contrast, Jehovah's servants cry out joyfully because of the good condition of the heart. Isaiah 65:13-14. Without let up, they continue to invite as many as possible to worship the true God, knowing that all those taking refuge in Jehovah will rejoice. To time indefinite, they will cry out joyfully. Psalm 5:11.